The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Hope you had a good weekend, but we've arrived at Monday. Time to get your new show started for your Monday edition. It's the 10th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. That's the Microsoft Surface. Now, granted, I don't really know anybody that owns one. Though that being said, I've actually seen one. And one of the coolest features about it has to be the kickstand. Heck, it's built right in. Well, apparently it's not cool enough for Microsoft to keep anymore. At least if we're going to believe the recently published patent from Microsoft. Looks like they might be removing it in future models. In a new patent filed in February this year for the Surface, it looks like Microsoft might be going the magnet route. What appears to be magnets at the back of the Surface now. So what does that mean for you? It probably means an accessory is on the way. Now, we're also seeing in the patent notes that Microsoft has an attachment point on the back of the Surface, so it can be actually used in a handheld case, too. Actually similar to what you're seeing on the sidelines in the NFL. But at this point in time, that little flip on the back seems to not going to be there anymore, which in turn may not make a lot of people happy, as it was only one of the few tablets out there that actually offered something for it to stand on, unlike the Apple iPad, which never offered anything and you'd have to buy something separately. So I hate to tell you, on a Monday, get ready to mourn the loss of the kickstand. Alright, so we've got some bad news from Microsoft Surface fans, but hey, here's something that'll make you smile. Emojis. Does it? Probably not, but if you're an Instagram user, you're now going to have personalized emoji shortcuts in its app, meaning that whatever your most used emojis are, that's going to appear right above your keyboard. Now, some of you may be saying, well, this is old news. I already knew about that. Yeah, this was actually being pushed out Thursday of last week, though most people are just seeing the new feature today. Now, just so you know, the new emoji bar won't show up in other areas that the keyboard is used, like when you're responding to a story. But other than that, it should be a little bit more convenient for you if words are just not enough anymore. And finally, smart televisions. You ever been kind of looking at them thinking, what if they're eavesdropping on me? You know, sometimes they give you that unsettling feeling. Well, if you've got a Vizio, you might be able to ask it that question in the future. Yes, it seems that Vizio might have a new feature for all of its customers in the near future. Basically, you can ask the TV, are you spying on me? And it'll actually tell you if they've collected and sold your data. Now, this actually all harks back to a judge ruling back in 2017. This is when they actually had to pay a $2.2 million settlement to the government, because it was collecting information on its users, and they didn't really know that. And according to another source, which is the Hollywood Reporter, Vizio is supposed to reveal those details of all that was in that report on September 12th. But hold on. Now it seems that Vizio is asking for an extension on those documents. It's to make sure that the brand smart TV can actually display class action notices so that it will satisfy legal standards. So you might be finding out just what Vizio knows about you come October of this year. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by the folks over there at TSO Host. Looking for some great hosting? Well, heck, hop on over to tsohost.com, and at the checkout, enter our code BTN30, get 30% off your order. Also, you can check out all things British Tech at Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, and of course on Twitter at British Tech. But while you're checking all that out, you need to check out the BTN Slack room. That is our BTN community, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come on over and join us at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at you way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.